This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Just in this morning, employers kept hiring solidly in September, adding 263,000 jobs, despite surging interest rates driven by the Fed. The latest on the job market. Human rights activists from Ukraine, Russia, and its neighbor Belarus have won the Nobel Peace Prize. The Nobel Committee saluting them this morning.
They have for many years promoted the right to criticize power and protect the fundamental rights of citizens.
The winners of the Nobel Peace Prize are human rights activist Alice Bielyavsky, the Russian human rights group Memorial, and the Ukrainian human rights organization Center for Civil Liberties. President Biden, though, is warning that the world should take note as Russian President Putin talks of possibly using nuclear weapons in Ukraine. The AP's Tim McGuire.
President Joe Biden says the risk of a nuclear Armageddon is the highest since the Cuban Missile Crisis nearly 60 years ago. In a speech at a New York fundraiser for the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, President Biden said Russian President Vladimir Putin was not joking when he talks about the use of tactical nuclear weapons or biological or chemical weapons. The president adding, "We have not faced the prospect of Armageddon since Kennedy and the Cuban Missile Crisis."
In Ohio, a judge is hearing arguments this morning on whether to extend a block on Ohio's law banning virtually all abortions. Under arrest in Las Vegas, a man police say killed two people and wounded six others with a big kitchen knife. Grief in Thailand, where family members cried and some collapsed as they grieved this morning over the small coffins carrying children killed by a fired police officer who stormed a daycare center yesterday. 36 people killed. This is AP News. So, is violent crime increasing? The AP's Ben Thomas.
The FBI's analysis of annual crime data finds violent and property crime still above pre-pandemic levels, but consistent between 2020 and 2021. There was a slight decrease in the overall violent crime rate and a 4.3% increase in the murder rate. However, neither number is considered statistically significant. The report comes with major caveats. About 40% of law enforcement agencies did not participate after a major overhaul in the reporting system that included big cities like New York, Los Angeles, and Miami. Still, violent crime overall remains far lower than the historic highs of the 1990s. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A New York City man's been charged with smuggling three pythons in his pants at a Canadian border crossing. A conviction carries a prison sentence. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.